News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday United Way of the Brands Valley update with Allison Prince. Another reminder of the big garage sale coming up this weekend.
Yeah, the week is here. We're starting to take all of the employees are bringing their stuff in, and we're having our garage sale this Saturday morning at 8 o'clock at our office at 909 Southwest Parkway. This is a employee fundraiser, so it's all employee stuff. So we're all going to the very far nooks and crannies of our closets and under the beds and in the attics. And pulling out our things and bringing them all to United Way offices. And we're going to have a garage sale on Saturday morning. Hopefully the weather holds out. Now, of course, there's a 50% chance of rain, but hopefully it'll be nice weather. Just come on out and check out the cool items that we have.
I know that you gave the physical street address. If you're not familiar with the offices, Southwest Parkway, essentially between the freeway and Dartmouth.
Exactly. If you know where Allen Honda is, we're two doors down from Allen Honda, one-story brick building. There will be parking on site. We're blocking off half of the parking lot for the garage sale, half of it for parking. So don't worry about parking. I know parking might be a little crazy down there on Saturday with Wienerfest being just down the road at Wolfpen Creek, but we'll be parking in our parking garage. There's going to be a snow cone truck, I guess, is that what they call them? Food truck, a snow cone truck at our office doing snow cones with some of the proceeds coming to United Way. So it'll be good refreshments and great items. I've heard we're getting stuff of all types. I've heard tools, I've heard golf clubs, I've heard furniture, lots and lots of different things. Some of our board members are contributing as well from their nooks and crannies of their garages, and a couple of our volunteers are bringing some things as well. So it should be a really great day. Everything is being donated, so 100% of what is raised is going to our community campaign.
Also, something else to talk about today would be the Financial Stability Innovation Fund, something we have brought up before, but something to remind folks is available.
Yeah, the application is still out. They're due back to our office October 30th by 5 o'clock, and we're going to be pretty firm on that. And by back to our office, we mean electronic submission. You can email it in. All of the information's on our website. And just as a refresher to what this is a new fund that we're releasing this year that we've partnered with a couple banks here in town, BB&T. I'm trying to think of all of them. Commerce National Bank. There's a couple others. Go to our website. They have all the details on there. And it's an application process for organizations that are providing case management to clients, but they would like to beef up their case management around the topics of financial stability or financial education. So if you've got a program or you know of a program that's doing housing, a lot of case management around housing or around food or around utility assistance, there's a common undertone of those, which is financial stability. And if families can become a little more financially stable, either better using the funds that they have or making more funds, that they might not need the services anymore that they're relying on right now. So we're going to work with case managers in this program, provide some coaching and some training to our case managers so that everyone's speaking the same language in this topic. And then also everyone's measuring consistently as well. So at the end of the year, we'll be able to look back at this, and the year will be next year. All of these grant funds will come available in January. We'll be able to look back and say, this is what we've collectively done with however many organizations. This is throughout the 7-county region. So any agency within the 7-county region that's providing case management services can apply. It's also open to churches, to schools, teachers. If you're needing to implement some financial education in your classrooms, this is a great classroom grant opportunity that you are able to apply for. So we're really excited to see the applications that come in. We'll have our committee review those and make funding decisions here later in this year and then announce awards right before the new year.
And while those things are going on, you still have the community campaign, and starting to wind down will be the state employees campaign.
State employee charitable campaign is just a couple weeks left. October 30th is their deadline. So if you have not had a chance already, go on single sign-on for you A&M employees, A&M or A&M system employees. You use a system called single sign-on. If you're an employee, you know what I'm talking about. Make your online pledge there. If you work in any other state agency, ask your HR manager about filling out a pledge form. Or if they don't have pledge forms, to contact our office and we can get them some more. And those are due back to us or into the system by October 30th. That's a very hard, firm deadline. But community campaign is still going on as well. We'll be holding campaigns. Oh, this week we've got University Title and Holscher, Lipsey, Elmore, and Price, I think, is the last one. I always forget the P. I'm sorry, Mr. P or Mrs. P. So we'll be doing those campaign rallies. We also have American Momentum going on this week, American Momentum Bank, lots of other ones going on. So campaign is still going strong, and it's still not too late to get involved. So if you're interested in learning more, check out our website, uwbv.org.
And another reminder, I'll continue to hit this up, being able to text and make a pledge that way.
Absolutely. I love text to give. So easy. While you're in the grocery store line, you can text Stronger United. That's one word, Stronger United, to the numbers 41444. And you can make a contribution to our campaign that way as well.
Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us. Our weekly United Way of the Brazos Valley update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.